And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, that which we pull out of Scripture and try to apply to our lives, the title, What Did He Say? Plus, we're going to cover, yep, we got to do it, Meshuggah News, the Insanity Edition. We'll go into our Common Sense Commentary, which will be on Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And then we're going to close the hour out with some more Straight Talk.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic, by the way, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio, and we're changing Terminator Todd's name to Tugboat Tom. Todd, we'll get to that in a minute. Is that your sound? Can I hear it again? Okay, that's good. All right, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and coming right back. Stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump is cheering the decision by Carrier to keep hundreds of jobs in the United States.
After touring a Carrier factory in Indianapolis, Trump heaped praise on company and state officials for striking a deal to save U.S. jobs. And the president-elect said he intends to improve the business climate in the U.S.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore.
Trump said he would push for lower taxes and fewer regulations. Indiana officials offered Carrier $7 million in incentives as part of the deal. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Rain has now fallen on the fire-charred area of the Great Smoky Mountains in eastern Tennessee. Great Smoky Mountains National Park Superintendent Cassius Cash says while the storms doused most of the flames, they didn't remove the fire danger.
We received a significant amount of rainfall, but it is not enough to make up the deficit for what we have not received in the last several months.
Fire crews continued their search for survivors in the hundreds of homes destroyed by the wildfires. 10 people have been reported killed as a result of the blazes. The Senate unanimously passes a 10-year extension of the Iran Sanctions Act.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why he believes the Iran sanctions bill is important.
The authorities extended by this legislation give us some of the tools needed to, if necessary, impose sanctions to hold the regime to account.
Senator Robert Menendez agrees. After all, he's the author of the bill.
We must take decisive action in response to Iran's behavior, which is in violation, among other things, of United Nations Security Council resolutions.
Supporters say the sanctions renewal bill does not violate the terms of the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama had threatened to veto the bill if it did. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 68 points to 19,192, but the NASDAQ dropped 73, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true.
Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Christmas is here. Join Tom Cantor at the annual Christmas Under the Stars Free Family Festival Christian event on Saturday, December 10th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Creation Earth History Museum in Santee, California. Games, rides, petting zoos, family photos, live Christmas music and a live nativity, holiday food and drinks, a star viewing, and a Christmas light show, and so much more. This year, bring a toy to support Operation Save Christmas, a benefit to help support the hundreds of homeless children in San Diego out on the streets. So join Tom Cantor for this free family festival Christian event, Christmas Under the Stars, on Saturday, December 10th from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. And bring the family and friends for rides, games, animals, music, a live nativity, and so much more. And don't forget to bring that gift for a homeless child. To learn more about Christmas Under the Stars and Operation Save Christmas, call 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or go online to creationsd.org, creationsd.org.
How has Focus on the Family helped you and your family?
This Christmas, you can give back to Focus with a donation to provide resources that bring couples closer to each other, children closer to parents, and families closer to God's design.
Christmas brings families together. We help keep them together.
Your tax-deductible gift will be matched by a grant to double your impact.
So please give today.
Visit KPRZ.com and use the keyword family to learn how you can help build stronger relationships with your loved ones.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know a couple things. Got to keep you on the... No. What is it on the down low? Is that what they say on the low? What is it? Low down, down low?
Oh, that's if you want a secret.
Is the down low a secret?
Yes.
What's the low down?
The low down is when you give somebody the information.
So you give them the low down if you're giving them information, and you give them the down low if you want them to have secret information.
Well, you tell somebody to keep it on the down low.
So when one spy talks to another, they go, hey, dude, this is on the down low.
Exactly. Or the DL.
Okay, or the DL. The DL? Really? I didn't know that. Down low and low down. These are things that you can't exist with without knowing, kind of. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing, Eric and Ingrid Holloway are two fantastic people. They've been friends of mine for quite some time. Now, when I say quite some time, I've been in radio. It's only been 4 years, so I'm a rookie, okay? But they've been with me for 3.5 of those 4. It's pretty good, right? We talk, we text, we send emails, we've gotten together. Well, I mean, here's the deal. The deal is if you've got something going on roof-wise, and I mean it, if there's anything going on and you're not sure, call them. That's who you want to talk to. Excalibur Roofing, by the way, they can be reached at 760-743-8803. I had somebody tell me the other day, you say the phone number too fast.
760.
I'm not going to do that. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com, by the way, that's their website. You can go to Google and type in Excalibur Roofing. The website comes in. Or go to Facebook, type in Excalibur Roofing. Anything you need. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, waterproofing, residential, commercial. Estimates are free. Give them a call. You will be blessed engaging with them in business, period. They're that kind of people, which is cool. In fact, I will say this. So Eric, and this was a long time ago, but it was such a great testimony. He had somebody that did a roof through our show, and they came in, and he came in to give an estimate, and they said, okay, they said, share your testimony. And so he was sharing his testimony. He goes, all right, let's get the roof. And they were like, no, we're going to use you for the roof. We just wanted to hear your testimony. Isn't that cool? See, I think stuff like that is cool. That's how you. I wish more business. It can't always be like that, but I wish more business was like that. All right, other thing I do want to tell you, two big things. One, don't forget about our mobile app. It's free, KPRZ mobile app for the iPhone or for the Android. Doesn't matter. Doesn't cost any money. And two, we're doing an official name change. And I want you to understand what that means. Not the show. I'm not changing my name. What do you think? I'm going to change my name. We'd be back to my original name, which was David Rockefeller. But somehow I got mixed up in that whole process and lost out. I don't know what happened. But anyway, we're changing Terminator Todd's name because you're thinking, well, why would you change Terminator Todd's name? Well, I'll give you a very good reason, because Terminator doesn't sound very nice. Now, RoboCop and RoboProducer and, RoboPaul, that's all a little different because Robo was a man of the law, right? And Terminator was actually bad, then he was good, then he was bad, then he was good, and then the movie was just horrible. So the last one was just absolutely horrendous. So the bottom line is that we are now going to call Terminator Todd Tugboat. Todd. Tugboat Todd. Now somebody's saying, well, why would you come up with Tugboat? What are you trying to say? And can you tell them the reason why it's Tugboat that you told me? I mean, this
makes main sense. The main reason is every once in a while I fill in for Noah, whose program is called Noah's Ark, and they need help pulling the Ark across the seas of Christian programming. So they call in the Tugboat.
And so you get called in as the Tugboat, so we're going with Tugboat Todd. So if you hear me say Tugboat, and you either hear the sound or you don't hear the sound, you'll know what we're talking about. We're talking about Tugboat Todd doing the producing on the show. You're sitting there thinking, people are going, what is wrong with these guys? There's not enough medicine or therapy in the world that can answer that question. All right, let's get into our brief DDD called What Did You Say? What did you say? Coming out of Ezekiel. Anytime I get a DDD, devotional diamond of the day, out of Ezekiel, I get excited. Because Ezekiel is not your typical expository book, because it is, got a lot of complexities in it, in the sense that, it's visions and this, and so you can't break it up quite as good. But this one little portion I caught, and I thought it was really cool, and I thought I'd share it. Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 says this: He said to me, Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I listened to the one who is speaking to me. So at first I read that and I thought, okay, so here's Ezekiel and the Lord kind of lifts him up. The Holy Spirit enters him, sets him on his feet, and then Ezekiel, like, I listened to him. So as he spoke, as God was speaking, the Holy Spirit entered or touched into Ezekiel, set Ezekiel on his feet, and Ezekiel's response is, I listened to him. And that's when it dawned on me right at that moment while I'm in my devotions, in my apartment, on my couch, reading my Holman Christian Bible, going, man, I wonder how many times the Lord has come knocking on my wooden head and I don't actually listen. In other words, does God speak to me? Does God communicate with me? Does he share with me? Does he say things to me? And I am so programmed that I don't think God could even speak or would even speak to me, or, well, a lot of people, God's too busy, he won't take the time, or something along those lines, and recognize that the Lord speaks to us often through people and through different elements, and obviously through his word and during worship and during prayer. And I'm looking at Ezekiel reading this passage thinking, that guy listened. And so I want to tell you why that is important with kind of a humorous story, if you don't mind. It's an old story. It's not my story, and it's not anybody else's story that you think it is, because it's much older than that. But it's the guy who's at the place, and there's a flood coming, and the flood comes, and the guy's just believing that everything's going to be okay, and the Lord's going to save him, and then the waters rise because of the flood. And the police come, they say, you got to get out of here because it's flooding. And the guy goes, nope, the Lord's going to take care of me. And then the guy goes from his second story to the roof. Somebody comes by in a boat because the water's so high, and they say, you got to get out of here, you got to get here. And the guy goes, no, I'm okay, the Lord will take care of me. And then finally the guy's at the tip of the roof and a helicopter comes by and they're like, get on the ladder, get on the ladder. And the guy goes, no, no, the Lord will take care of me. And then finally the guy drowns because the water's so high, and he gets before the Lord and said, you're going to take care of me. And the Lord said, I sent you help three times. And see, the idea behind that is that the Lord does do things. He does speak to us. He does communicate to us. And we are like, huh? And my encouragement there is for us, watch this. This is just going to blow your afternoon. Is for us, get ready, to listen when the Lord speaks. Now, here's something that's fantastic. If you open up the Bible, don't read it just to read it. Though if you never read it, you should probably do some of that. But don't pick up the Word of God and read it just to read it so you can say you read it. Because that will do nothing for anybody. When you open up the Word of God, ask the Lord to help you hear Him. Then read it, and watch this, and listen. As you're reading it, the Lord may make application for you as you're reading the Word. You may come across a statement, you may come across a scripture, a sentence, a portion, a segment that speaks to you about something you need to improve on, or maybe you need to, you know, stand firm in, or something along the lines of your faith being confirmed or affirmed. It doesn't matter. My point is, we've got two ears and one mouth. We should probably use the hearing part a little bit more. Let's listen. So let's do what Ezekiel did. Let's listen to the one who is speaking to us. It might be that the Lord is speaking to you more than you realize, but maybe you and I were not so thinking that. We're not in tune with that. We might be able to do a little better if we tune in a little better. We talked about that the other day, about getting our tuner in place. So maybe we should say to the Lord, what'd you say to me? I want to know. Here I am, Lord, speak to me, just like Samuel did, and the Lord spoke to him. Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's in the book. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
San Diegans should not go hungry at Christmas. Hi, I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rest Commission. For just $1.88, we can set another place at our table. Growing up, I watched my mother welcome struggling neighbors over for a hot meal and warm conversation. I'm honored to continue my mother's legacy in my work at San Diego Rest Commission. We'll welcome everyone with nowhere else to go. In December, we will serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, and children. Please give today so that everyone here in America's finest city can give thanks for a hot meal and safe shelter. It all starts with you and your $1.88 gift to sponsor a Christmas dinner.
Log on now to sdrescue.org or call 619-819-1888. That's sdrescue.org or call 619-819-1888.
From all of us here at the San Diego Rescue Commission, Merry Christmas!
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leeks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Kids really do say the funniest thing. A little girl named Amanda wrote a letter to God and said, "Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There is nothing good in there now." And Dennis wrote, "Dear God, My grandpa says you were around when he was a little boy. How far back do you go? What children lack in theological expertise, they more than make up for with their innocence and exuberance. It's no wonder that Jesus said that everyone who comes to him must come with the heart of a child, innocent, open, and willing to believe. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's love for the childlike on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you have a prayer request or you just want to share something, praise report, prayer request, doesn't matter which one. You can always send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I will be glad to respond to that. We had some really nice posts today from some people that have been blessed, and we think that's fantastic. We love that part of it. I do want to give you a little bit of information on some different things taking place. The Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans taking place every Monday through Friday, 10:30, right here on KPRZ. Inspirational is the key. Don't forget about Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. If you have not heard Pastor Sean teach or talk, you are like, that's a blessing that's going to be heading your way. He's becoming a, what's the word you'd want to say? On the rise speaker. Is that a nice way to say that? Like, he's an on the rise. You know, people are like, oh, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up. And so he's going to be the teaching pastor on the Experience Israel tour coming up in November, which you think, well, that's a long way away. Well, A, the older you get, the more you realize, not as long as you think. And B, as all of our financial people say, start planning now. Like, start planning now. Don't forget Chris Brown's True Stewardship, speaking of financial, doing a $100,000 giveaway for Christmas. All you got to do is go to stewardship.com. I went there yesterday. I'm not allowed. I'm not qualified because I work here at the station. But all you do is fill in the information. You don't have to receive unsolicited contact in any capacity, and you can win the prize. Here's the cool part. You can enter every day, and they give away prizes every week. Now, that's just cool. Who doesn't think that's cool?
All the way up to Christmas.
All the way up, right? All the, and they can get, like, this week I think they were doing $15,000 in cash. Like, what? It's like, what? You better jump on that. You missed that. You missed. So we encourage you to do that for those that are like, what was that website? What was that website? Because I know somebody just said that. Stewardship.com. Stewardship.com. Give it a check out. I think you'll like it. All right, last but not least, I had contact with Steve Wheeler. I just want people to be aware. Steve is, in effect, for Whitefields Ministries, Steve Wheeler is taking the gospel and taking Bibles, the gospel, education, preparation to rural pastors around the world, giving them the equipment they need to teach people about Jesus Christ in villages where Jesus Christ has never been preached. It's like, you're thinking, no way. It's like, you're wrong. There are multiple villages, multiple cultures that are farther out from the main, farther out, you know, from a localized city that have never heard the gospel. And you're just thinking, how is that possible? And it's like, it's how it is. It's what the geographical breakdown is. Somebody's got to travel 30 miles or 20 miles on foot in order to reach a village. You got to do it. You can't get there by car. Can't get there by helicopter. You got to go by foot. But it's like, what? It's, yeah. So they're taking the gospel to places like that. I want you to go to whitefields.org to check it out because I think it'll be a blessing for you. We support the ministry. KPRZ is connected in partnership with Whitefields. And Steve's just a great guy. He's a friend of ours. So we encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Give them a call if you want to talk to Brenda there. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. That's a great way to get connected with advancing the gospels, you know, advancing the gospel around the world and being a part of that family. It's a great family to be a part of. All right. I'm only going to do Tugboat Todd, I'm only going to do 5 minutes on non-spiritual stuff, okay? Because I don't think I can do more than that. Two-hour show, 5 minutes, seems like it's a lot. And when I say it's non-spiritual, well, it's kind of non-spiritual. I mean, I'm just being honest. And this is the episode we're going to do, Michigan News, the Insanity Edition. Let's have our music, please. Okay, so that's not actually the clip we need to play because there should be a tile. That's the actual song. There should be another one. And that's the Michigan News. We'll get to that later. So here's what I want to do. I want to cover some of these stories, and I want you to listen to some of these stories because some of them are incredible. All right, don't get mad at me. I didn't make these up. Okay? That's the first thing. So I'm not the one. Number one, Hillary Clinton is thinking about running in 2020. Okay. You're on your own with that one. Some people who listen to us, they think that's great. It's up to you. Your call. The next thing that's happened is a judge has denied Jill Stein's request for a hand count in Wisconsin. I will say she's the one that's trying to get everything recounted. I don't know if you know this or not, but she has gotten 25 times the press now that she's trying to challenge and Hillary Clinton's connected to her. And there is some question as to where all the money is going to go that they're raising for the challenges on these recounts. Here is the disclosure that they have for this. No funds are anticipated to be left over when this is done. Now, what does that mean? No funds are going to be left. That's a nice way of saying, we're going to spend everything you send us. You know, I'm hungry. I'm not going to McDonald's. I'm going to that state. We're spending every penny. No funds are anticipated to be left over. Wow. Is that insane? That just seems wrong. You know, it's like, doesn't seem financially, I don't know, responsible or something. Here's another thing that came up that I thought was incredible. You know what happened at Ohio State University? Not my favorite university by football standards, but a great university nonetheless. And they had that terrible incident where the person was stabbing people, and it was a radical Islamist. And the OSU diversity officer, you know what a diversity officer is? A diversity officer tries to say everybody is important. Nobody should, you know, feel less than. And it doesn't matter if you do something wrong or if you say something wrong, as long as it's in the realm of the correctness, you know, we're going to protect you. The OSU, Ohio State University diversity officer, said that she has sympathy for the terrorist who stabbed people. And it's like, you can't really think in a university that that makes sense, that they're sympathetic to somebody that's on their university wounding people. And see, I look at that and I think there's a problem in our educational system that's so far beyond the pale that a college could think it's okay, I have sympathy for this person because, you know, they're so individually oppressed, even though this person was not oppressed, that in a college campus where they're teaching people that they think that terrorists deserve sympathy. And it's like there's this realm in your mind that you think, what happened to college? What happened to schools? I'm in school right now. I'm in a master's program. And it's like we don't encounter any of that because a lot of it's online. But what happened to the educational system at the higher level? Now, in private Christian colleges, there are private schools, and in private elementary schools and high schools, fantastic stuff. And in many public schools, especially in San Diego, fantastic teachers, just awesome. But when you start breaking into the college level, it's getting nuttier and nuttier and nuttier. I mean, when you're teaching students that everything in the country that you live in is bad and the best solution is to destroy the country, you're just doing that for no, you know, the students aren't actually going to do that, but you're just doing that for your job so you can be profiled, so people can acknowledge you on that campus. Go off that campus into the real world and get a real job where you have to drive an hour to work every day and you have to pay bills like electricity and you have to pay for food and you have to fix a garbage disposal that's broken. Wow, a lot changes when you're not running on a free ride. And so this whole thing, to me, is insane. And that's the part that really, really bothers me is the school element is going so far deep. So here is my encouragement. Looking at the Michigan News, looking at the diversity officer having sympathy for a terrorist, looking at the idea that it seems, you know, great for schools to teach nothing but this rebellion or this disdain for our country, that's a great idea. If it's so bad, why don't they leave? There's no bus that's stopping them. There's no train that's stopping them. And what's going on with the parents? How can any parent let their child be brainwashed like this and grow up to be dopey? That's called bad parenting. God put you in the city to bless the city. God put you in this country as a blessing. He didn't ask you to come in and to be a curse. Let's build it up, not tear it down. And tell those same students that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they'll mock you to your face. Unbelievable. All right, that's the insanity. That's why I can only do 5 minutes of it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We come back, we're doing Common Sense Commentary. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
We are not the way we ought to be, but God is at work to make us who He intends us to be.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. My perspective on Earth changed dramatically the very first time I went into space, says space shuttle astronaut Charles Frank Bolden Jr. From hundreds of miles above the Earth, all looked peaceful and beautiful to him. Yet Bolden recalled later that as he passed over the Middle East, he was shaken into reality when he considered the ongoing conflict there. During an interview with film producer Jared Leto, Bolden spoke of that moment as a time when he saw the Earth with a sense of how it ought to be, and then sensed a challenge to do all he could to make it better. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the world was not the way God intended it. Into this moral and spiritual darkness, Jesus came bringing life and light to all. Even though the world didn't recognize him, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. When life is not the way it ought to be, we are deeply saddened. When families break up, children go hungry, and the world wages war. But God promises that through faith in Christ, anyone can begin to move in a new direction. The Christmas season reminds us that Jesus the Savior gives the gift of life and light to everyone who will receive and follow Him. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our very good friend Sam Rasul. Here's the deal. Are you sitting here thinking, you know what, we're renting and we're paying $60 trillion for rent? Well, number one, you kind of be like me then. And so I'm working with Sam right now, and Sam is helping me coordinate it. The reason is because Sam can put people into houses who are looking to get into houses. Sam can help you if you're selling your house, if you're looking to get the right price, the fair price. And Sam can help because if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commission and he gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. If you're a person that's thinking, I need some help, I need some insight, I need some perspective in regards to getting connected, either selling my house or getting into a house, I want you to get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. You think, well, why did you repeat that? Are you going to forget it in the next 10 seconds? ThinkSam.com? I don't think so. I think Sam.com. That's what. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. By the way, if you're a person who's interested in having Sam speak at your church or your Bible study, if you want to hear the testimony on somebody who was born and raised a Muslim, then became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Sam loves to share his testimony. You get a hold of him the same way. He even brings his copies of his books. He's got his book and his testimony in a book, and he gives copies out. I mean, he's just that kind of guy. So thinksam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. Okay? That makes sense. All right, let's get into our music for our Common Sense Commentary. What do you got for me, Tugboat Todd? All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 says this: what I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, although he is the owner of everything. He is subject to guardians and trustees until the date set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were enslaved under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive our adoptions as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, then you are also an heir through God. All right, so people read that and they go, what? I don't get it. Okay, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you the synopsis and kind of break it down. We go from slave to son to heir. Let me explain that. We go from a slave to a son, sonship, to an heir, a recipient of fortune. We go from slave, somebody in bondage, to a son, a child of a parent, to an heir, the recipient of a fortune. So here's what I want you to get. Bondage to child to inheritor of fortune. Got that? Bondage to son to inheritor of fortune. And you're thinking, now, wait a second, Dave. We got a lot of things going on in our society right now, a lot of complaints. We have groups like Black Lives Matter who say that they are oppressed and that America was built on their backs. And how do you respond to something like that? Well, I can say this, being a 100% Jewish man, that America was built on Rome. Rome was built on Greece, and Greece was built on Egypt, and Egypt was built on the back of Hebrew slaves for 400 years. But I'm not knocking on Egypt's door asking for oil. But worse than that, mankind has been a slave to sin from the beginning. There is no nation that has oppressed mankind more than Satan's land, in the land of sin, which has enslaved every man and woman from the beginning to now. And that slave, that slavery element, is 10 trillion times worse than anything else, because that slavery element will send you to hell if you don't find redemption. And we're not talking about 70, 80, 90 years. We're talking about permanence. So when the Lord moves you and I from being a slave, specifically to sin and the principles of the world, to being a son, it is an incredible leap up. We go from this position of being in bondage to being in family. And the Lord doesn't stop there, because he pours his spirit into your heart, into my heart, and we cry by that spirit, Abba, Father. Now we're a part of the family. Now we're not enslaved to sin. Now we don't owe sin anything. And we go from being a child in the family to not just a child in the family, which would be fantastic by itself, but also an heir, somebody who's going to receive the fortune of the family as God deems the fortune is. And we're going to be an heir in God's family. We're going to be a receiver. We're going to be an inheritor. We're going to receive an inheritance as an heir in God's family. Part of that inheritance by itself is simply eternal life, living with God forever. But it's not going to stop there. And you want to know why? Because God never just does barely enough. You and I, at work, maybe we do barely enough. God never just gives us the minimum. Just enough for you to scoot by. You ever heard that expression? Well, that's not how God is. God gives fully. So we're going to move from a slave, and I'm not talking about American slaves. I'm not talking about Egyptian slaves. I'm talking about a slave to the worst type of master that there's ever been, the mastery of sin against humanity, from that slave position to being a son. So we've already moved from one position to another, and now from being a son, we're moving from that position to being an heir, an inheritor, a receiver of the fortune of God. That's what you get in Jesus. This is why it kind of drives me batty, that we don't get why it's exciting. I'll tell you why it's not that exciting for a lot of people. It's because we've created these gatherings where people are, you know, and you just want to smack your head with a piece of wood. It's like, well, who can blame them for that? But we need to get a handle on what this relationship is, what this judicial element is, what this sacrifice is, what this propitiation is, what this giving is from God to us, so much so that we can say to God, Abba, Father. You don't have to turn to God every 2 seconds and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, which we should be doing. But because he's redeemed us, you can turn to him and say, Dad. Wow. I'll take that one. And I'll take multiples of them. And then going from that position, you're a kid who's in the will, so to speak. It's just not the will that's going to transpire because anybody else has to die again. It's because Jesus died once, you're going to get all the inheritance that you ever wanted to get. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't God great? Isn't that fantastic? Especially in that one portion where it says, but when the time had fully come, isn't God's timing perfect? Isn't it awesome? He knows what he's doing. From a slave to a son to an heir. Yes! I say absolutely. How fantastic. Instead of everybody freaking out on the skin problem, let's freak out properly on the sin problem and find out where the redemption is. It's in Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord, for helping us. That's what we should all be saying. That's just out of that simple passage right there. I'll take it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As a parent, you could be the source of your child's anger.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Thursday, December 1st.
Some things that my son would get angry at me, times where I would put undue stress on him, expectations that he didn't understand or was not able to meet.
You know, this man seems to understand that parents' actions can often cause frustration to their children. It's been my experience with teens and with families for more than 25 years that there are a number of things parents sometimes do to create an atmosphere of anger in their home. First, parents can have a dictatorial style of relating to a child, providing rules without a relationship. I've also seen parents consistently tear down a child through their tone of voice or critical slashing words. Sometimes a parent can fail to establish a clear set of boundaries, limits, or rules. They expect their children to just read their mind. And sadly, some parents just outright neglect their children. That makes them angry. One final thought. Every child, from time to time, gets angry at their parents. That's to be expected. But consider things from your child's perspective. Are there areas where you could be provoking your child to anger? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I probably should let you know a couple things. I'm supposed to tell you certain things, I guess, not required by law or anything. Just I'm supposed to tell you certain things. One, I'm supposed to give you kind of an update on the weather. It's San Diego. It's not Cleveland. What do you want to know about the weather? Number two, traffic. There's always traffic. Gets worse as the day gets later. Thursdays now seem to be worse than Fridays because some people have an option of doing 10-hour days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so Friday seems a little lighter. But, you know, for me, driving home 65 minutes versus 62 minutes, not that big a difference. You know, it seems like it's kind of similar to me. I could be wrong, but, you know, a lot to learn. I want to talk to you. I want to do a straight talk. So we're going to play that music on something that I wrote moons ago that I'll talk to you about. So let's start with the music first, and then we'll talk about straight talk for today.
Give me some straight talk, and a hold of sugar, please. Straight talk, sounds plenty sweet to me.
All right, here we go. So many of you know I wrote a book. It was a very interesting labor of love. Part of it was great. Part of it was terrible. Part of it was fun. Part of it was not fun. And it took me about 20-plus years to put it all together. But don't get the wrong idea. I didn't write like an hour a day for 20 years. Okay? That's not how that happened. Like I wrote for a couple hours, then I walked away for a month. Then I wrote for a couple of days, then I walked away for a couple of years. I mean, it was like that kind of thing. So I finally put the whole thing together, and so today I took a portion of the book, and I copied it, and I put it in the Facebook post and got, like, a bunch of responses privately and publicly, like, all over the place. So I'm going to read what I put in there, and for the faint of heart, you're on your own. Okay? Here's what it says. I love you in the Lord. Don't forget. But I'm not your great aunt, so the pampering is over. Here it is. I got a message for you. Some of you need to get back to work because you are stronger than you have ever been. Knowing what you've encountered, knowing what you've handled, and using that in wisdom as you walk through your next journey, you need to stop sitting on the fence because you've been through enough restoration. God has truly brought you a long way, but he didn't do that for nothing. He doesn't bring you out of Egypt to leave you in the desert. He takes you out of Egypt through the desert and then delivers you to the promised land. But you must still get going. There are no Star Trek transporters, no hidden back doors, and no moving escalators. Sometimes we need to get off our blessed assurance and get going. Enough excuses. Wow. You know, who'd have thunk that when you say all that, which is not necessarily rosy, that you get more responses than when you say the other stuff? You can't tell what is or isn't going to happen in some of those realms. Here's the point that I want to make in regards to this. There are a number of people that hear this show, and in fact, it's somewhere between 30 and 40% of the people that listen to Christian radio don't attend church, that don't attend for valid reasons. You are unable to attend. There are different things that have taken place. Maybe you've recently moved. I'm not talking about that in any way. I'm talking about people who have been hurt or have gone through a tough process or have had a tough trial, and they have just pulled back from fellowship and pulled back from that process because it's like, you know what? I've been hurt. I don't have to do this. I'm just going to do whatever I want. And it's like, those are the people that I'm talking about. That is kind of the end of that. God didn't bring you through point A and point B and point C just to leave you on the sidelines. God didn't ask you to have a fellowship with your couch. He didn't ask you to do it. I know you think he did. I know you think somewhere between the big screen TV and the couch, God said, have fellowship here. But that's not what it is. It's like we gotta do what we need to do in order to help one another and strengthen one another. Now, if you're engaged in a regular group of fellowship and it's not on Sundays or Wednesday night, I don't care about that. People are thinking, well, it's got to be Sundays. It's got to be Wednesday nights. It doesn't got to be anything. It's got to be fellowship. The early church met every day, not twice a week for an hour. So there's no excuses in that. If you're meeting and you're in fellowship and you're engaging and you're walking it, then fantastic. And if you're at the minimums, then you're going to some church and having fellowship somewhere. I understand there's this mentality that you actually must attend church as a member to be engaged in that, and that's not what I'm saying at all. You have to be in fellowship. You have to be in a accountability fellowship where people can ask you how you're doing, where you can get people to pray for you. You can't be fake, can't be phony. And if you're working in a Christian workplace and you guys have genuine fellowship and there's genuine accountability and genuine opportunities for teaching and growing, that's one thing. But using any of those things as an excuse, that's another. So for those of you that are out there that have gone through a tough time and now you're back and the Lord is, you know, okay, I've gone through it and I understand what's going on. Okay, well, Egypt was tough and the wilderness is tough, but in order to get to the promised land, you actually got to walk. You got to do stuff. You got to get up. And that's where the get off your blessed assurance mindset comes from. Because the idea is that you don't get to take any fast track. You don't get to go to a fellowship and go, you know, I've been hurt before, so I'm just going to move myself into this area that, you know, you got to go to a church and attend and fellowship and support and pray with and become a part of and connect to the community. I mean, that's an important part of the faith. It's impossible to do some of the things that Scripture asks us to do being a loner in Christianity. You can't fulfill some of the requirements in Scripture. And if you can't get into fellowship because you've got there's a valid reason, it's one thing. But if you're staying out of fellowship because you're pouting, that's another. Pouting is not an excuse to stay out of fellowship.
This pastor was really mean.
Too bad. People are mean all the time. When your boss was mean at McDonald's, if you threw a French fry at him, you were fired. See how that works? Life is like that. I mean, even from time to time, you could have the nicest dog in the world. Probably even from time to time, your dog barks, right?
That's not nice.
It's not always nice. Not everything perfect. Not everything roses. Not everything that way. But it doesn't give us a reason to go, boo-hoo, I'm going home. I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home, and I'm not playing anymore. It's kind of enough of that. Come on. We know better. And they're going to start shooting Christians as the persecution gets worse and worse. Don't you want to know a few? So that when you're
running for your life, you know who you can trust, who you can hang out with?
I think that's a marvelous idea. You think, well, they're not going to shoot Christians? Okay, don't read Matthew 24. Just stay out of that. When that persecution comes and it's so intense that they try and arrest everybody who believes. Just stay away from that. Better yet, don't have fruit that they would arrest you for. Then you'll never have to worry about it. Get that? Okay. So if they're going to jail people who are Christians, would you go to jail? That's the question. Ouch! Get that knife out of my back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, you'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.